4 intense climate-fueled cyclones have hit the nation of Mozambique in the past 2 years. Mozambique is vulnerable with its 1,500-mile-long coastline along the Indian Ocean. The disasters left close to 2 million people homeless and hungry. Several donor organizations responded to the appeal by the United Nations for nearly $250 million in food and humanitarian aid. One organization operating in Mozambique's Manica province is VSO International. Rute Muchine dos Santos is the group's representative there.
I was part of the VSO team that led the response in Manica province. Together with the team, we distributed food for over 13,000 people. These people were left starving when their food stocks and crops were destroyed. At the same time, we were doing cholera sensitization due to the impact of the typhoon. Since then, we have been working with community volunteers, community themselves, and the schools to plan climate and disaster actions. Schools, food supply, and health system up to date haven't recovered from the Idai, but they're already being impacted by the new climate emergencies.
She says children and adults are also suffering from malnutrition and diseases. Besides responding to the immediate crisis, Dos Santos says the international community needs to fund longer-term measures. She says Mozambique needs help to become more resilient to global warming.
We need to see investments in sustainability solutions, such as agroecology, disaster reduction, grain, and seed banks, and the restoration of our environment, but also climate adaptation within schools and health systems. Our local governments need to have funding and systems to reach these marginalized people.
At the other weather extreme, Mozambique is also suffering from a drought which has afflicted other southern African nations. The rains didn't arrive during the tropical wet season over the past 2 years. Achford Chemere is the chief executive of Action 24, a regional climate change empowerment lobby organization. He says the international community should fund projects that help local populations prepare for the effects of drought.
What really needs to be done in terms of addressing some of these challenges that are drought-related is to invest in water harvesting technologies or initiatives which include construction of dams in a way that would ensure that water reserves are created. Options in irrigation can be adopted. But in a robust way, what needs to be done is to have initiatives that build and respond to resilience issues where communities are helped to adapt to the effects of the changing climate.
Mozambique's neighbor to the west is Zimbabwe. It has faced many of the same climate challenges. Zimbabwe's head of environment in the Environment Ministry, Washington Jakata, says the whole region must invest in modern disaster warning technologies. He says the systems would give governments time to evacuate vulnerable communities in times of natural disasters.
We need really to project and to look at scenarios in the future. If these magnitudes can be even worse in terms of the levels of floods, and see where we are settled using some digital elevation techniques for the future. And then we get to advise our communities and also, where possible, in town planning to ensure that if the maps, future maps, indicate areas which can be terribly impacted, then before there any construction, we should really be looking at other areas other than those, and so that we face reality right now, and we have to move away from complacency into reality as we move into the future.
At the United Nations Climate Summit in Copenhagen in 2019, developed countries pledged an annual $100 billion climate fund for poor nations by 2020. The funding was supposed to help them adapt to climate change and mitigate further temperature rises. At this week's climate summit, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the rich countries must both meet their previous commitments and do more.
And beyond 100 billion, developing countries need far greater resources to fight COVID-19, to build resilience and pursue sustainable development. Those suffering the most, namely least developed countries and small island developing states, need urgent funding, more public climate finance, more overseas development aid, more grants, easier access to funding. And multilateral development banks must work much more seriously at mobilizing greater investment through blended and private finance.
Poor nations in Africa are suffering from the effects of carbon emissions they barely contributed to. As they watch the COP26 climate summit, they are left to wonder whether this time they can rely on the promises made by the wealthy. For Climate Countdown in Grahamstown, Eastern Cape, South Africa, this is Garikai Chaunza for KPFA Pacifica Radio.